Morning, we're turning back the clock on June 14, the day in 1965 when this classic from the Beatles was released.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
In 1982, the Falkland Islands War ended with the surrender of Argentinian troops. Here's British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
Marvellous forces, every single one of them. We knew what we had to do.
And it was in 1989 that Zsa Gabor was arrested for slapping a Beverly Hills motorcycle cop.
Listen, Beverly Hills cops, they usually stop me and say, Zsa, are you married now? Can I marry you? I love them. This one cop has a very big problem. He's too good looking.
June 14 birthdays, the 45th and current President of the United States, billionaire Donald Trump, is 72.
And I love all people, rich or poor, but in those particular positions, I just don't want a poor person. Does that make sense?
Culture Club lead singer and Voice Australia judge George O'Dowd is 57, better known as Boy George. Former Iron Man Grant Kenny celebrates his 55th birthday today.
I remember crossing the line and I had that really mixed feeling because I had that sense of elation and relief and so on, and I still had just as much ambition to win that race.
And tennis great Steffi Graf is 49. She won the Australian Open four times and completed the Grand Slam in 1988.
There's her fourth.
Game, set, match was Graf.
Finally today, remembering Australian comedy legend Ross Higgins, who was born on this day in 1931, died in 2016, aged 85, but left us with some great characters.
When I was a boy, I used to walk 20 miles to school carrying a horse.
There's some of the things we're remembering on June 14.